What was he driving at? Did he know about the labs Charlie had popped, as he called it? How could he? Nobody knew. I know that he jumped out of airplanes. He penetrated fortified positions. He has nightmares. That I know. And he manages the center's plant. And treats the animals. He's an excellent manager. But not good enough to keep Moreland at home. Oh, thank you, God. It was Moreland and his escapes that Keller was driving at, not Charlie's illegal activities. We have new locks, she said tartly. Moreland and his escapes were a notorious local story, but nothing that might cost her this job. Still, she needed to bring this probing to an end. Can I see the animals? Will you accept our offer? Now? Right now? Right now. Can you let me see the facility? I go to $200,000. Final offer. That was major. Huge. She wanted desperately to say yes. But she said, I need to see the facility. He hesitated, listening again to the earbud. Then he spoke. At that dollar figure, I feel that I deserve an immediate answer. She understood that she was talking to Barrett. Keller was only a surrogate. She was impressed. Whatever was going on here, it must be extremely important to the company. So should she try for $250 and take the job sight unseen? You're hesitating. I'm thinking. He listened to the earbud. He said, Answer. If the offer was withdrawn, she lost the Primate Center. That was the stark reality. Barrett's reputation was not only that of a recluse. He was intense and uncompromising, dedicated. He had inherited a struggling company from his father and turned it into one of the leading profit centers in a very profitable industry. You don't do that by being hesitant. Unless she jumped on this, it could go. He could easily pull somebody out of a local university system for $150. She said, Okay, yes, I'm on board. And she felt instantly very, very bad.